Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, May 4th, 2009, Moore Success Team Prepaid Legal Group Training Call. We host this call the first Monday of every month, and it is designed especially to assist our associates to specialize in group marketing. Tonight's call is being recorded and will be available for playback on our moresuccessteam.com website. Now to introduce tonight's special guest trainer, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, Millionaire Club member and the leader of our More Success team, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on, Mr. Moore?
Yes, sir, Randy, right here. And I tell you, what a privilege it is. You know, this gentleman, Randy, from day one, when he really decided to do prepaid, has been a true leader coming up later. He's a fine gentleman. You can rely on his word. He has high work ethics. Won all kinds of awards, you know, co-trainer of the year. I could just name awards and awards. But I guess the most amazing thing is last week he beat everyone in the United States on production. I said everyone in the whole United States. Now, Randy, as you and I know, that's not an easy chore. He also made Platinum 3 Executive Director, and how many dollars worth of bonuses would blow your mind, the man made, he may or may not say. But I know since being the top producer, he even picked up an extra $1,000, I'm sure, right there just for being the top producer last month. So it's my honor and my privilege. Now, folks, please listen very careful what this gentleman has to say. Take notes. It'll make you money. You can go to the bank with it. Mr. Jimmy Parrish.
Well, thank you, Ken. I appreciate those kind words. And it's been a whirlwind month. And, you know, when I knew this was not something that you asked me to do, because I made my numbers were up, but we had already planned for me to be the group speaker tonight. It just happened to be right after I had my best month ever in the business.
But, if it depended, Jimmy, it might not come out as good. You know, I'm telling you, I was so excited and extremely excited when I heard what you had accomplished. I said it just now, but I'll say it again. I'm amazed at it. I know you're gentleman of integrity, but you're a hard worker. You put things together and you follow up on your plans, and it's just an honor to have you on our team, and certainly an honor to have you do the call tonight.
Well, thank you so much. And what I was going to say is that I just kind of tweaked my remarks, because what I plan to say, I'll say, you know, another time. But I figured there were a lot of things that I could, you know, kind of recap on what got me to where I did. But, you know, in doing what I did, maybe it's not something that everybody can go out and do, because, you know, this may be the biggest month I ever have. I hope it's not, but it's by far the biggest I've had in the 10 years that I've been in the business, and my anniversary is actually Mother's Day. It'll be my 10 years in the company. May 10th of 99 was when I actually became an associate, and for those that don't know my story, I'm one of those that you don't want to give up on late starters, because I was in the business 3 years and only sold 37 memberships. But starting in July of 2002, I got somewhat serious about it, really serious in 03, but over the last little over 6.5 years, put on over 7,500 membership sales during that time frame, and it just keeps getting better. But I figured there were a few things that I could kind of revisit in my chronology over the last several weeks, Randy and Ken, that might help some of the ones online, because it still goes back to basics. And if I had to kind of title my remarks tonight, it would just be 10, you know, Parrish's Principles to Platinum, I guess, if you want to kind of put some alliteration in there. But it's 10 steps that I guess if I had to break all this down, that kind of helped me to get and accomplish what I did. And for those that were not on the group call today, I knew what I'd done as of late last Thursday night and Friday, because, you know, I'd set a goal. I wanted to get to Platinum 3, and I was able to exceed that, which is over 400 personal membership sales. My best month ever was August of 2007 at 319, where I got Platinum 1. But the first step, I guess, in the process was just deciding what I wanted. And I kind of looked ahead back in March when I knew what kind of activity had led me to what I knew was going to be a very good April. But one of the things that helped work to my advantage was the way the calendar falls sometimes. It works to your advantage if you're in group sales. And that was, we had almost 5 weeks in the April reporting period to get our business in. And the way that I define that is the month began for me on Monday, March the 30th, as far as some activity that I was doing then, and enrollment's even on the 31st, that when I overnight in, I couldn't get them in March anyway, and so they were going to hit on April the 1st. And then with the last reporting day of the month being a Thursday, 4.5 weeks later, it gave us the maximum number of days to do this. And when I made platinum, the only other time I've done it in group sales in August of 07, it was, again, another somewhat like a five-week month. So when I saw that, I decided, you know, that was what I was going to shoot for, was a multi-platinum level, because I felt like I had the activity there. And then the second step was think on paper. Writing your goals down, you know, gives them a sense of permanency. And it did that for me, to put that down, and it energized me to be able to say, you know, that's what I was going to try to do. And, you know, I kind of had a motto that, you know, if I hit what I was going to hit, I kind of just put something out there. April 30 is the day I'm debt free, and that's what I kept like looking for, because I knew if I could not only make the commission that I would make that month out of 400 sales, but if I was able to hit those expansion bonuses as well, it would be more money than some people make, a lot of people make in a year, and it would certainly allow me to be debt free. The third step was just non-stop activity. My philosophy was just a whatever it takes determination to get the job done. And as far as determination is concerned, folks, to me, I saw a definition one time that said, determination is not measured by what you do when you feel like it. It's measured by what you do when you don't feel like it. And, you know, I'm 56. I'm not the youngest man in the game these days. But, you know, some days I was tireder than others, and some days I didn't have a lot of sleep. But, you know, I couldn't measure what I was doing by doing it when I felt like doing it. I did it when I didn't feel like it. And, you know, good example of that is, you know, I really, you know, a University of Alabama graduate, and I love University of Alabama football. And I try to go to as many games as I can. It doesn't conflict with my family and my work schedule. But the spring game was April 18th, and I would love to have gone. I've been to the last two, and we set some attendance records nationally in Division I football, but I had some people I needed to see that day in one of my accounts, and I just said, if I'm going to get where I'm going to go, I'm going to have to be determined to miss that event, and I did. And, you know, University of Alabama is not sending me anything now to help pay my expected bonuses. That's what I did on my own. And I looked back over my month, Ken and Randy, and I realized out of those days, I had 22 days during those March 30 to April 30 days where I was doing enrollments or writing group memberships. Now, when you back out 3 days of Easter weekend, 2 days where I was doing the special $49 group school and also my small business training, because I'm also the small business trainer for Alabama, and then 1 day to travel to Ada on the last day of the month, and I'll tell you about that later, that doesn't leave a lot of off days. But I just knew that I could take time off in May and June, but I needed to focus while the activity was there. And the fourth step was make a list of what I need to do. So it's not the same thing as number one where I had to decide what I wanted. This was making a list of what I needed to do. And I broke down my business in the month of April that it came from five different sources. Number one, I had some new groups out there. And those on the call today that are opening new groups, you know, that's always a great opportunity to get new business. But I also, second source was from servicing existing accounts. I have some accounts that I service every April. And having been in the business 10 years and doing group marketing now for, you know, almost seven, I've got over 225 accounts. And when you only have 12 months in a year, folks, there are accounts that can be serviced every month somewhere. And so I've got some accounts that I service every April. And so there were a few others that I could have done in May or June, but I was able to move up into April to help me make my goal. The third thing was conservation groups. I had some conservation groups that I'd been given, and some of those that I'd been given in March had not been worked in several years. So it was like, for the most part, it was like walking into a virgin account. And I would say about 20% of my business came from conservation groups in the month of April. The fourth source was partnering. Those of you that know me have talked to me before, you know that I do a lot of partnering, and I know Tim Moore has been tremendous about giving my name out when people will call him, because my kids are grown and gone, and, you know, I've been able to, I had travel, I used to own a home-based travel agency, and I still keep my license, so I'm able to travel and do a lot of things on a little less expensive nature than other people. And so I love partnering with people. And so I had several accounts that I was partnering. Some of the ones are on this call tonight because they told me they were going to be on there. They were instrumental in me being able to hit this number because I was able to work accounts that they had because either they didn't have a license in that state or they were in a situation where they were full-time employed somewhere else, but they had this account, and I was able to help them with that. And then the fifth and final source was I had some delayed business from the first quarter. And this is a situation where I was disappointed. My first quarter numbers, although they were good and I was around 12th in the company, they were a little less than what my goals were. But having that business delayed into the month of April could not have worked out any better as far as, you know, hitting these numbers. So all five of those, new groups, servicing existing accounts, conservation groups, partnering with other associates, and delayed business from the first quarter all contributed to hitting Platinum 3. The fifth step was just convert that list to a plan. So I had that list of those groups, and I had a plan down. I typically say 2 to 3 weeks in advance as far as what my schedule is. And right now I'm booking appointments for the week after Memorial Day because most of my days between now and then, although there's some gaps, they're pretty well spoken for. And so my April was just very stacked up. And I really had three different levels. I figured, you know, my first goal was to hit Platinum 1. That was an absolute minimum. I'd only done it once. And, you know, I'd only gotten the silver expansion bonus. So that would have given me a couple levels of gold at Platinum 1 to shoot for. And so that was kind of my minimum, my basic goal. But then I felt like if I could stretch myself and I could accelerate that, maybe Platinum 2 was a good reason. Because most people, you know, that's kind of in the stratosphere. We don't think about that level that often because a lot of people don't make that many sales in a year, much less in a month. But, you know, for me, that was something that I really wanted to do. And when you get up to, for those in the group, you know that, you know, 75 sales makes you ED, 150 makes you bronze. But once you get beyond bronze, the levels go up in increments of 50. But that's just 25 doubles. So when you get to, you know, when I was thinking Platinum 1 or 300 personal sales, to get to Platinum 2 is just 25 doubles more. Platinum 3, 25 doubles above that. But it's really significant when you start adding expansion bonuses in there. So Platinum 2 was if I stretch myself, if I could have an accelerated goal, that's what it was. And then my Platinum 3 goal was going to be my WOW goal, my all-systems goal. Ken and Randy, most people know my background in the ministry, and we used to do fundraising campaigns, and we would have like three different tiers of when we were trying to raise funds to build a building or a missions project, and they'd have a couple goals, and then their knock-it-out-of-the-park goal was always called the hallelujah goal. Well, my hallelujah goal was Platinum 3. That was what I was
going to say, Lord,
hallelujah, if I hit Platinum 3, you know. And when you set that up, I kept that with me at all times, whether I was in my car, in my office with me, and, you know, I had it broken down to, I had 25 different groups that I was pulling from during the month. And as I said, there were a combination of all those five areas that I mentioned in the last step, new groups, servicing accounts, conservation partnering, and delayed business. But, you know, I had goals on how many counters I wanted to get out of every one of those. And if I had hit my, you know, hallelujah goal, I was going to get close to 440 counters. Well, some didn't do that well. I didn't do as well in those accounts as I budgeted. Some I did better. And then there's always, and every month when we're doing group marketing, there's business that comes, and we don't know why. It just comes to us, you know, mailbox money, or somebody calls and says, you know, they're a new employee, they want to sign up, and you weren't counting on that, and you pick up a double, and it wasn't even factored in. So what I did was, it just gave me a train track to run on, just like a budget. All of the people on the call today have some type of financial budget. And even though you set up a budget, say, for May 1 for May for finances, there's no way you're going to exactly hit that budget. You're going to spend more on food or less on gas or vice versa or something. And your power bill is going to be higher or your gas bill is going to be lower depending on utilities unless you're on a budget plan. But what I would do is I would tweak my numbers every day or two depending on how things came in. But it allowed me to convert that list to an actual plan that I could work from each and every day. The sixth step was just to have a plan B. And for those that have heard me train before, you know I'm real big on having a plan B. Always assume the worst. Now, I'll tell you, I am an optimistic person. You can't be around me long to know that I'm not passionate about what I do. And I enter enrollment, and I expect people to sign up. I'm shocked when they don't. But Don Bryan, my sponsor on the Moore team, told me a long time ago there's two things you can't sell against, broke and stupid. And most of the time the people can afford it, so that just leaves one, and that's stupid. And some people just don't get it. But I always assume the worst, because I can have all this set up, but an enrollment's going to cancel on me. Or they tell me they're going to have 40 people in the room, and only 20 are there. And so you always have to assume the worst. And as it turned out for me, the bulk of my business was the last week of the month. I mean, on the group call a week ago today, I was number 3 for the month. And I had done 214 for the month. Well, I did 207 just in the last 4 days of the month. But that's because everything came in the last first. I had a large group that I had not been in 2 years, and they were allowing me to come in, and that was very instrumental in getting me the numbers that I needed. But my plan B was I saw the possibility of getting a multiple platinum level. And so several weeks before April 30th, I booked a Southwest Airlines ticket to Dallas, because I knew if I could fly to Dallas and drive up any counters that came in after on Wednesday. I was so busy on Wednesday. You're going to find out a little bit later how I got a late start on Wednesday. But I was so busy on the 29th last Wednesday, I didn't even have time to do paperwork. I was just going from office to office, account to account, writing up memberships. And there was no way I could even stop doing the paperwork and overnight again. But I already knew at that point I had some things happening in the evening of the 29th past UPS pickup. So I booked me a round-trip ticket to Dallas. It was only $150. The reason I booked it on Southwest is I knew if I changed my mind, if I made my numbers, or if going to ADA would not affect me by getting another platinum level up, then I would just cancel the trip. And with Southwest, there's no cancellation penalty. And so as it turned out, I needed to go to ADA. And as I told, I think I was talking to Linda Bowden on the Moore team, and she had called me about something else, and she said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm driving to ADA from Dallas." So word got to Pokey Deaton that I was on the way there with counters in my hand. And so Pokey was the only one that knew that I was there. I went in, gave her a kiss, and was back out the door because I had to drive back to Dallas to catch that flight. But I say that to tell you that I took in with me over 60 counters that had come in, and had I not gone out there and spent that money for the plane ticket and for the rental car and driven those up, I would be a Platinum 1 today, not a Platinum 3, and the differential in the bonus amount of expansion bonus, instead of being $37,000 expansion bonus, it would have been $14,000. So was it worth flying to Dallas to have a plan B? You better believe it was. Number 7, make every day and every action count. Make every day and every action count. Do something every day to move you forward to your goal. I was focused on this goal. I was not going to be denied. I told my family what I was doing. I said, guys, I'm not going to be as readily accessible. Told my 6-year-old grandson, Papa's not going to be at 3 of your games, but I'm going to be at all the ones in May. But I'm going to be out of town because I got some accounts I got to service. But I'm going to be back and meet the others. So he and I are ball playing buddies. I'm the one that works with him on that. And so it's great to see him and go play ball. But he knew, that I had to be gone. But it was a short-term pain as far as time away from our family guys for a long-term gain. And when you look at the commissions and the expansion bonuses, I mean, when you add all that up, folks, on top of the $1,000 bonus that I found out this morning I got when they announced my name as being number 1 on the group call, it made me earn on just my April activity right at $70,000. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't earn that. There have been many years in my 56 years that I didn't earn that in a year, and to earn it in a month, wow. I mean, what company does that? It's just incredible that we have the opportunity we have, and it's not just me. People on this call have just as much ability, and you can put these principles in practice. But 3 more, and then I don't want to go too long, but number 8, stay focused and positive through the good and the bad. Stay focused and positive through the good and the bad. Someone told me one time, it's what happens in you is more important than what happens to you. What happens in you is more important than what happens to you. Because I was not going to be denied, as I told you back, on my third step nonstop activity, that I was going to have whatever it takes determination. because most I had some failures along the way. I can't begin to tell you what kind of month I could have had had some things gone like I had planned. One of the accounts I service in April, I service every April. I've done it for 6 years. It was the worst April I've had with that account ever. And it was about 30 counters less than what I thought I was going to get out of there, but it just didn't go well. They had a new HR person. They were not prepared for me to come in. It just didn't go well. I had another group that I went to open. It was 100 miles from me. I got up at 4 in the morning. I drove down, took a biscuit, got there 10 minutes till 7. The owner showed up at 20 after 7 after I'd been sitting there 30 minutes. The members didn't come in till 8 o'clock. There were 10 of them there. Two people signed up. And when one of them found out that he couldn't do a payroll deduction, he only had two, he didn't do it because he wasn't going to do it out of a checking or savings or debit or credit. So I was down to getting only one double out of that whole thing, and I couldn't even count the group. I had credit cards that went bad. I had addresses that were parts of my groups that didn't go through. You know, I was so busy today and accepted congratulatory phone calls and some other things that I still hadn't had a chance to check with the ED line on about 14 counters when I spent several hours over the weekend trying to find out what part of my business did not process that I still got to go back and find out. Am I going to be able to count those for May or what do I need to do? Because they didn't post it in April. So there were failures along the way, but I had to stay focused. I had to stay positive. There was going to be good. There was going to be bad. And the bad thing kind of kicked in at the end. I was really seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and I didn't know it was an oncoming train, Ken and Randy. But I had driven 250 miles late Tuesday night coming back from the big account I had done. And I got in, and I had an account that I was able to service some night workers between 10 p.m. and midnight last Tuesday night. And I pulled up there after driving 250 miles, went inside. They said, "We're too busy. We can't let you see them." Went back out to crank the car, and it was dead as a doornail. My alternator had gone. My battery had gone. Somebody jumped me off. I got home. I was afraid to go to some of the other locations. But when I got home, the next morning, the car was totally dead. You know, it was amazing. I made it home. And it was the alternator and the battery. And so when I was planning to start out, I had a great game plan for that Wednesday morning. My car would move. But that morning, in my quiet time, the title of my quiet time was Turn Stumbling Blocks into Stepping Stones. And that's my point number 9, folks. Turn your stumbling blocks into stepping stones. Because this was going to be my last day. I was going to go out with a bang. I already knew I was going to go to Ada the next day. But I did not let that, you know, stop me. I was a little late getting going. It was going to, you know, everybody stumbles. Everybody gets knocked down. But the winners are the ones who keep getting back up. Remember the Rocky movies, if you can't think of anything else. Think about Walt Disney. His request for a loan was rejected by 301 banks. Before he finally got a yes. What if he had quit after 300 no's? But he didn't. He was rejected by 301 before he got that on the 302nd. So I got knocked down, but I went. I got towed in. I got me a rental car. What's neat about all this is not only was God a sense of humor and saying, turn stumbling blocks into stepping stones on that day, Ken and Randy, but when I looked at the cost of my alternator and battery, which is about $850, and the cost of my rental car, it was between $900 and $1,000. And today I get that $1,000 for being number one for the month, so that paid for that. So it was just amazing how that happened. And, you know, I thought about another individual that I had just been reading some information about people that had had situations happen to them. You know, how would you guys describe somebody who was an accomplished pianist at age 10, a professional organist at age 11, they had compositions published at age 13, was a member of the Royal Court musical staff at 14, were they born with a silver spoon in their mouth? Hardly. Because you would not know that was Ludwig von Beethoven. But he was a small boy. He endured taunts and name-calling in his hometown in Germany along the Rhine River. It was an area of mostly blonde, fair-skinned kids, and he was black-haired. His father was an alcoholic. He decided that Ludwig would support him, so he made him a slave to the keyboard. And when someone interviewed Beethoven, he could not recall one single moment of childhood happiness. His life was comprised of work, tears, beatings, angry tirades. In his 20s, he encountered another enemy, and that was becoming deaf. And when he couldn't play publicly, he put all his energies into composing. And although many times his works were not well received, he influenced so many composers like Brahms, Wagner, Schubert, and we would never have known that, but he kept getting knocked down, but he didn't let it keep him down. And that leads me to the last statement, and that is the 10th. Don't forget that the last day of the month is not the ultimate finish line. I did not want to get so focused on doing what I needed to do in April that I didn't leave myself something for May. I've got 3 enrollments this week. I'm opening 1 new group this week because I did that before. Back when I was getting my $100,000 ring from September of 2003 to August of 2004, I had to pour it all in there, and I barely made the ring. I think I finished with $100,501. I just barely got over that to get the ring, but I shot my wad. I left me nothing in September of 2004 other than going to Las Vegas and accepting all the accolades from people. But because I did not save myself any business then, I didn't make ED that month. And so that was the last month I didn't make ED, and it was because I didn't allow myself any breathing room. And so I had to remember that I had to give myself a good May because, hey, I'm going to be paid at the Platinum 3 level in May. So I want to get as much business in May as I can in case I'm not fortunate enough to be Platinum 3 when the end of May rolls around into June. But I guess I just want to close out with one comment here, and that is, to me it was so appropriate in just thinking about what everybody on this call can do, and that is just to persevere. You need to succeed because you're determined to do so, not because you're entitled to do so. My successful month was not one big group, but it was many small ones bunched together in a calendar month. And everybody on this call is capable of calling a lot of small groups. It just means getting it all in within that time period to get to those levels you need to maximize these levels that prepaid is cut out for. You know, when you persevere, it doesn't mean stopping because you're tired. It's stopping because, the task is done. One of our diplomats, Robert Strauss, said, success is like wrestling a 1,000-pound gorilla. You don't quit when you're tired. You quit when the gorilla is tired. And I guess I want to close off with a quote from Galatians. Paul had said in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And that's just a great close to what I did because perseverance demands a lot, folks. But everything you give in prepaid legal is an investment of yourself. It's a willingness to bind yourself emotionally, intellectually, physically, and spiritually to an idea or a purpose or a task until it has been completed. So when you're investing in our business, and the great thing about this is knowing that when I did 400-plus counters this month, Ken and Randy, and made possibly, $35,000 in commissions, maybe another $37,000 in expansion bonuses, what did that do for my residual? Because if I can slot that toward residual, I'm just going to get paid on that time and time again. So, Randy, Ken, I want to thank both of you for all that you've done to help me, to learn what I've done, to be able to achieve these levels, always being available to me when I need help from the home office. And, again, I just want to turn it back over to you and thank you for the privilege of sharing tonight.
You know, Jimmy, you're certainly an inspiring man, and you really inspired me all over again. As you know, I've been at this a long time. The road's been very long, and people like you is what keeps me going, just listening to you, knowing where you're at, what you're doing. And, you know, we were fortunate this month. You know, you were the number one producer in the United States. I mean, that's no small feat, as anyone that's ever been in prepaid very long knows. And, of course, LLD Benefits was number two, and we're consistently getting them with our people up there, and our group team is really coming on strong because of people like you. But, we have a lot of other people, Jimmy, that's, as you know, on the team that's really getting out there and beginning to knock them dead, and I think it's the leadership that you guys like you that do that. And I think that we're, I guess I'm putting it the wrong way, but we're strongly becoming a force to be reckoned with in the group business. Of course, I love networking as well as I love groups, but I've always been a groupie, so to speak, as you know, from the days when Wilbur and I was only 2 full-time group people left. They didn't have sharp people like you. They only had me and Wilbur, Jimmy.
Well, but, speaking of that, he probably just finished right out of the top 6, but I know he was in the top 5 last week. That's Terry Perret on our team. I think last week we had the top 3 people on the call last Monday in group marketing. We're all more teams.
Absolutely. Terry.
So, Harry, we've got dominating some of the top figures, and that's exciting to see.
Harry wrote 200-and-something apps.
He's
got a lot of people who had 150, 200 apps, and it's pretty hard with 150, 200 apps to even get a mention anymore. This is great. But our team, like you said, our team is, Harlan was talking about it Sunday, our team is really become reckoning. Thank you so much, Jimmy. I know Randy wants to say a few things, but we appreciate you, and anything we could do to help you, we'll at least give it a hard try, my friend.
Well, you always do. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mr. Parrish, all I want to say is $70,000 in 1 month when the top pay that I ever made as a state trooper was $35,000 a year. It takes me 2 years to get to do what you did in 1 month. That is just incredible. Now, what an opportunity. Yeah. I mean,
it is, but you know, it's with an opportunity gives us the privilege to bless other people, and I'm excited about knowing I can take that money and tithe or give beyond the tithe and support some charities or churches or ministries or religious organizations that you could use that money, because if we can give back to others, you know, God's going to bless us even more.
And you know, it is a blessing from God. It is a blessing.
Yeah, I did. I don't take credit. I'm just thankful that I stayed healthy for the month, and he, you know, opened the doors. You know, he gave me the ability to do what I do, and you know, I praise him for that. But you know, I just I'm just thankful for the opportunity and that this company provides us, because you know, we all have to recruit, we all have to network. But you know, this is what I'm passionate about, is group marketing and small business sales, and it's what gets me fired up every morning, knowing I get to go out and share with people and make a difference in people's lives, not only when we recruit them into the business, but when we also are able to share our membership with them and help them out with their families. It's just an unbelievable time to do what we do, and the opportunity is better and better every year.
And, you know, Jimmy, when we get people like you, like, for instance, I have Harold Pinson and Marilyn Thompson asked me to speak at a group school. I picked off about five people's names that I personally had been involved in and trained over the years, and I just named the number of years they'd gotten, approximately how many thousand apps they'd written, and I asked the people after each one, was that worth my effort in taking that people after they got a group school and taking them on a week and training. And definitely the answer had to be yes every time, because like Linda Bowden, which recruited LLD Benefits, I trained Linda, it'd be 22 years ago now, personally trained her, put her in the car like 2 months. Harold Pinson was on the phone tonight, and Linda may be on the phone, I don't know. And Harold will tell you 19 years ago, Harold and I stayed in the car many weeks together, just day after day. And you get a good person like you are, Jimmy, and somebody spends a little time to help them to train them, and then they'll go out and make you all kinds of money. And I better hush, because I just get excited all over again.
Well, I want to thank you, Mr. Parrish, for being on the call tonight. I want to encourage everyone that is on this call to be on our 9 p.m. Central call 30 minutes from now. In fact, Mr. Parrish, we're going to have you back on that call to say a few words. We also have Mr. John Malott to be our guest speaker, $250,000 ring earner. He has an incredible story to share with our team tonight. Also, we're blessed we had three new Platinum 3 executive directors on our team this last month, and you'll be here, most people will be able to hear from them. So,
one of those, Randy, was LLD Benefits, which has, may never happen again, but they have beaten Rob Vest the last 4 months. And, Jimmy, that's not a bad deal. They're leading the pack right now, so it'd be nice. I don't know if they're going to be able to get on. They had another obligation, but they're going to try to. And, you know, we just got, like Randy said, three new Platinum 3s, and that's powerful.
It's exciting.
All right, guys, I want to thank you very much for being on the call. We're going to go ahead and end this call because we've got to get ready for the next one. But thank you, Mr. Parrish. Outstanding job. I mean, we're very, very proud to have you on the team, and you represent not only our team but all of Prepaid Legal very, very well. So thank you, sir, for being on the call tonight.
Thank you for the invitation, gentlemen.
All right, Mr. Moore, we're going to end this call and get ready for the next one.
Sounds good, Randy. Thank you.
You bet.